Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
See, there's a large fluff on my
microphone. There's like eight, actually.
I know.
Something's going on.
You know what? This, like, was this the one you took
home? No, this is the one I took. Ooh, it's also got hairs and stuff on it. What's happening right
here? I don't know.
Today.
Disgusting living conditions. Anyways, and this week's topic is Q and Gay number 15. We just got to let it happen.
I just need to take a couple of these little hairs off.
I'm sure the audio is really appalling.
It's like ASMR.
No, I don't think it is. I'm going to need you to stop that.
What are we doing today?
No.
Well,
you asked.
It's well you asked. Sorry, advice. Really just, bad
there's
advice.
There's so much going on. Yeah, well you asked, number 15. Good advice from bad people, bad advice from good people. Whichever way you slice it, you'll be getting advice.
Absolutely. I always put a disclaimer on our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast that you're asking for advice, but you're not necessarily getting any value from the advice that we give.
No, you're asking for advice, which you will
receive.
Get.
Yeah. Is it good advice? Who knows?
No, it's probably horrifically awful, but you asked for it and we giveth.
Yeah. Your nails look amazing. They always look amazing.
Thanks.
You do such a good job at that.
Thank you so much.
I just got back from Seattle yesterday doing
you
a screening
did.
Of Aging Out the movie.
Yeah.
It was really fun. And it was really fun because there were so many gayers there. And I've said it on this podcast before, gayers are my favorite type of people.
Absolutely.
As soon as someone says, I listen to the podcast, I'm like, okay, you get me. Like I immediately feel disarmed. I feel comfy.
Exactly.
You know? So that was really fun. And before we get started today, if you live in Chicago or you live in, oh God.
Do it, Brie. Say it.
Apparently I say both of them wrong. This is how I say it. Worcester, Massachusetts.
Oh, that was worse than I thought it was going to be. That was
apparently
really
it's
bad.
Like Worcester, and it's like Massachusetts. I can't.
Massachusetts.
I've never been known. Massachusetts.
Nope.
Say it again.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
That yeah. Yeah.
That was good. Okay, so I'm going to Worcester, Massachusetts.
Okay. Nope. You lost it there.
Oh wait, I'm actually not going, but Aging Out is. It'll be screening at a local bar there.
Okay.
So ticket link in my bio at Brianne Williamson or at Aging Out the Movie for updates on screenings coming to you. But those are the next two that are selling. And yeah, I think that's all my housekeeping. Oh, something important that we wanted to say off the top is obviously Free Palestine.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've been sharing about it on my personal social medias. And the reality is that I'm getting death threats.
Yeah.
It's a very real thing. But it is important that we speak on it because we have a platform. The genocide that's happening is absolutely horrific, and it is hard to go a moment of the day without wanting to burst into tears just even thinking about it. So yeah, we just wanted to, I think it's pretty obvious where we stand, and our feelings about something as fucked up as genocide. Like the fact that we live in a world where you have to clarify that you are against genocide.
Yeah.
And people being brutally murdered, like children, like that's the world's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fucked right now. And the fact that I say that on social media and I'm getting messages like I'm the bad person for saying that I don't agree with
or threats to your life.
Yeah, it's actually crazy.
Is, yeah, appalling. So call your representatives.
Yes.
Do what you can.
Yep. If you're in Canada, I just posted on my story a petition you can sign. That goes to advocating for Justin Trudeau to call for a ceasefire. So far, you know, pressure works on representatives, truthfully, because so far the city of Burnaby and the city of Toronto, both those mayors have publicly called for ceasefire. So slowly but surely, we're starting to see more and more cities and local municipalities trickle in with support. But obviously there's more to do. So yeah, call your local reps, find out if there's a petition in your area that you can sign. And, yeah, let's try and get the people in power to call for ceasefire. It's fucked up.
It's awful.
Yeah. But you know, we have to find moments to have a little breath for some queer joy, to recharge, if you will, which last night was for me. It was really, really cool. I got to be in a lesbian bar watching a lesbian film that I made amongst sapphic and queer folks. And it was really nice. Everyone was really supportive and kind and fun, and we had a great time. Amazing. So it was really, really awesome.
Where I was,
no one asked where you were.
Okay.
Well, if I'm being totally, totally honest,
well, I'm gonna never go to Seattle again.
A couple people did mention that they're happy that you weren't in attendance.
Okay. Could I get names, photos? Is there security footage that I can review? I just have some.
You just have some
things
some thoughts,
to figure out.
Some letters to send out, exactly, if you will.
Yes.
No, but people did mention about you and about the podcast.
I'll take it.
I think they just they know at this point that you don't actually like to hang out with me.
That's
so
true.
They're not really that surprised when you're
that
not
they
around.
Are confirming that? Yeah, and able to confirm that.
Yeah, exactly. It's very clear for people that unless we're recording, you want nothing to do with me. So
yeah.
They're not expecting you
at
this
point.
And
honestly, while we're recording, I'm not particularly fond of you.
Oh my god! Someone did come up to me and they're like, "I love how you guys are so mean to each other."
This is like,
I was like, wow,
this is like a walk in the park for us. You should hear us when the mic's off.
That's true. Yeah, so that's all my housekeeping, really. Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, rate us 5 stars, 5 stars only, and follow us on social media at I Can Explain Podcast. Today, absolutely, we are giving you advice.
Yes, I have some housekeeping, I'll hit it next episode.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah,
because
let's do that.
I feel like we need to get into the advice because
much advice to give.
Every time we don't get into it, we answer 2 questions. And the times that we do get into it, we answer 3.
Yeah. So let's go for 4 today.
Let's go for 4.
Oh my God. And then realistically, this will probably be a 2-parter because we got a lot of advice to give.
Did we get a lot of
advices? We got a lot of advices. Okay. A lot of folks looking for advice.
I'm feeling particularly advisory today. So also, if you're on Patreon, this week is couch cosplay.
Yes.
We...
I just looked into the camera.
I like you said yes.
I was like, yes. And then I thought, it was because we're dressed comfy. And then I looked and I was like, we are one with the fucking couch
right now.
I
like you said yes before you had any idea.
You know.
Yeah. Both of us are wearing heathered gray on a gray sofa.
Just to fit right in. I'm wearing the I Can Explain Gayborhood merch, though.
Yeah,
it's so
you
cute.
Are. I'm not wearing it.
Too bad for you.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Oh shit. Okay.
Did any Gabers have merch? That's the question. Any Gaberhood hoodies in Seattle?
People had merch, but not.
It was Brianne Williamson.
It was Brianne Williamson merch. I'm so sorry. Sorry, we need more Gayborhood merch on these streets.
We do.
I've seen it, but I do feel like, you know, for the type of event, again, I feel like if they had both a Gayborhood item and a Brianne Williamson item, they were probably wearing the Brianne Williamson last night,
right?
As a stand against you,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once again, I will be reviewing the footage. So,
okay, we have advice to give.
We do.
If you could fucking focus, that would be great.
If you could shut the fuck up for a second so I could talk.
Okay. This one's an interesting question for me. And usually, honestly, I would avoid it because I don't want to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about. But I do think it's an interesting topic.
I will counter that and say you quite literally never sound like you know what you're talking about.
Okay, fair. How do you come out to your family as asexual when they aren't friendly? Especially to the letter T, I guess. Letter T, like trans? Is asexual under the trans umbrella? I don't think
it is. You're sounding so informed right now.
But it's not, right?
I don't think so. I don't.
So I'm not really understanding this question. Maybe that they know that their family is bigoted in general. So, like to trans folks.
Mm-hmm.
So they're concerned about coming out as asexual. Here's something that's going to make me sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, and that's okay because I think that's part of this
just
podcast.
Keep it going.
Is if you're asexual, right? There's mm-hmm. asexual folks who are is asexual just talking about sex, or is it talking about romance too? because there's aromantic, and I think that's when you're not interested in romantic relationships.
Right.
And then my understanding, and maybe I'm not correct, so please tell me in the I Can Explain podcast DMs if I'm not, that asexual means that you're just not interested in sexual relationships.
Right.
So, like, for example, like, me and you could date, but not have sex.
The hand, like, got really close for that statement.
I was just reaching up to your little ear. Oh, I like your little earring. So cute. But, like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, in what, maybe this sounds stupid because you obviously, I guess, okay, I figured out the answer to my own question.
Okay.
I was going to say, do you need to come out to your family as asexual? Because you'd just be telling them that you don't want to have sex.
Right.
But then I thought about it. Okay. And I thought the fact that if you were a bisexual woman and you were dating a man, technically, there would be no need, quote unquote, to come out because you could just live the rest of your life dating a man or being married to a man and never tell your family. And it's not going to affect your day to day of, like, being able to date who you want to date.
Right.
Right. Stay with me here.
You took a question that I had a strong understanding of, and I unpacked it thoroughly. I'm on the ride right now.
Perfect. But you, those folks, those bisexual people, they still want to come out because they want to know, be known as who they are.
Right.
So even if it doesn't affect their day to day, it's important for them to be able to, like, wear that label proudly.
Right.
Regardless of their dating history or anticipated dating history.
Right. I would also say my understanding of that is, like, your sexuality is just a part of who you are.
Yeah.
So you want to share that with people.
Mm.
And being asexual would be a part of that. I also assume it would, like, clarify some narratives, like, pushed by family. Like, I think there would be a lot for somebody to get from coming out as asexual to their family.
Right.
I think it would, like, provide a lot of clarity, etc.
Right.
They would be letting their family in and saying, you know, this is a big part of who I am, and probably explains some of how I interact with the world.
Right.
So I would assume those are reasons.
That is so true, Sean.
But how would you come out, honestly? Wasn't that the question?
Yeah. Sorry. I just feel like I learned something right now.
Yes.
I think that's important. But how do you come out to your family as asexual? Well, very clearly, I've just made myself known that I'm not the expert on that topic.
I mean, neither am I, but
I don't know. I think that's such a layered, nuanced thing because I think, I mean, here I am, an out lesbian, talking about LGBTQ plus shit every week, and I just had that mind fuck when it came to how and why you would want to tell your family that you're asexual,
right?
Which we've now discovered is not the correct thought. So I can imagine this family that's clearly got some issues with accepting LGBTQ plus folks in general, because that is a lesser discussed or represented part of the LGBTQIA community.
There it is.
That it would be much harder because you don't have representation to turn to show them, like, oh, this character in this show or this whatever, right?
I feel like it would be a very difficult thing because, with, you know, coming out as gay or lesbian or trans, there is, for better or for worse, a lot of preconceived notions and a lot of things you can tap into to help explain it.
Yeah.
But I think coming out as asexual would provide, like, quite a number of difficulties.
Yes.
But I would say you kind of just approach it like coming out in any regard.
Yeah, totally. And I think maybe also, would it make sense to lead with what being asexual means to you opposed to the term itself? Like, if you sat down with your family and you're like, or you texted your family or however you're planning on coming out, and said, hey, just so you know, something about me is that I'm putting words in this person's mouth. I don't know how they feel this represents them, but, like, I have no interest in whether it's romantic, sexual relationships, or whatever,
yeah,
with other people. Like, I like connecting with people, but part of who I am is that I've never had any interest in a sexual relationship with mm-hmm. anybody. And then if they're like, well, what the fuck are you talking about? Be like, oh, well, it's actually something called, or a label that I use is asexual.
Yeah. Honestly, maybe the fact that there's less representation of it is a positive, because yeah, there's
preconceived ideas.
Yeah. You can kind of, I would yeah. say, potentially approach it more of a conversation.
Yeah.
And they might be slower to get their back up because they don't understand it.
Yeah, it's true. They're not going to understand what the fuck you're saying yeah, for exactly. the first little bit.
Exactly. Use that to your advantage.
Yeah, there you go. Hell yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you, person out there, asexual person out there with a family that's going to know soon. What? It's hard to come out.
Thank you for your kind words.
It's hard to come out. And I also appreciate the representation here on the pod. I don't Absolutely. Know how, if we've ever really talked about folks being asexual
at all.
I don't
think we have.
Okay. Should I pursue a cute girl even though I know I'll be moving abroad in February?
Well, what month is it? First of all,
how long we got in the calendar year?
Truly.
December, January. It's 2 to 3 months to when they go. To me, it's a no.
I feel like I need more details on this, which is
how long are you going?
How long are you going? Are you coming back? Is this a relationship that has existed for a decent amount of time?
Yeah.
If this is like a cute girl that you just met on the street, maybe don't pursue it, because
I'm going to be bold and brave here.
Uh-huh.
Even if I was going away
You'd pursue
for
it.
2 weeks. No.
Oh.
The opposite. If I was going away for 2 weeks, I would pursue it in the sense that I would be having sex with them before I left. But I would be very clear that I did not want to be monogamous with them, because I'm going to an all-inclusive in Cabo and I will have sex with other people while I'm there.
Right. I'm going to have my pussy ate on the beach.
2 to 3 months is not enough time for me personally to know that I want to give up. This is Sagittarius speaking.
This is very Sag.
And in a certain level of independence, especially on a potentially, depending on why you're moving abroad, whether it's for school or work, a very like...
Or pleasure.
Or pleasure, gal. Get it. You know, a time in your life where you don't have to compromise, where you're doing something for you, where you're learning about yourself and finding yourself in this new place. I think to anchor yourself in a certain way to back home does not make sense after 2 months of dating somebody.
For a Sag.
For a Sagittarius.
So my thing is, yeah. I would tend to agree with you. However, the reason that I stated that I would need more information is if this is like a relationship that you've had, like a friendship or something with somebody that you have found cute for years, or there's a prolonged history.
Yeah.
I think 2 to 3 months, if you think that this person is somebody that you could have like a strong future with, you could, you know, let your feelings be known in 2 to 3 months. But if it's just a cute girl, I wouldn't pursue it. I would actually never pursue a cute girl. But
Sean's advice is just don't ever under any circumstances.
A cute girl? No. Cute girl.
I don't know. I just think
you're telling me if you had like a relationship with somebody, that a friend, I could just be this. I could have nothing to do with it, but in my scenario, you have a relationship with a friend and you know you're going away but coming back. Would you try to pursue it in that time, or you would just go?
Well, that's what I mean. I just explained. I would have sex with them.
Okay.
I would hang out with them, and the entire time I would make it. I've done this twice to two different people.
Right.
I would make it very clear that I am going away, and I have set a boundary that while I'm away, I'm not going to be in a committed relationship, because I do not want to compromise at that point in my life. I'm making a selfish decision for myself, for my own growing and learning and independence. And I respect their boundaries back if they're not interested in dating or hooking up, knowing that upcoming is a trip or time away or whatever. Like, I was dating a girl before I went to Europe, and I was going away for three and a half months. We dated for 6 or 7 months, and the entire time she literally wanted to rip my eyeballs out because I would not commit. And but the entire time from day one, I was like, no,
I'm going to be a slut in Europe.
I'm going to be a slut in Europe.
I don't think you're getting it.
You're not really understanding. But I was communication, I think, is important.
Absolutely. And then that also comes down to, I think, what kind of person you are. Are you going to be a slut in Europe, or are you just going to go like
bop around coffee shops?
Exactly.
Then you might as well have a cute girl back home that likes to text you.
That you're sending photos of the coffee to. Or you're getting absolutely fucking pinned against a wall in a hostel. It's like, you know.
What's your vibe?
Exactly.
What's your vibe?
You gotta do some self-reflection first.
That is so fucking true.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And you gotta ask yourself, if I am saying I'm going to Europe to get, you know, absolutely ravaged, am I gonna actually do that? Or am I just building that up in my head?
Right. I also just don't like the idea of being abroad and having to like text somebody. Like, you got to update them.
That sounds nice.
No, it doesn't. Not to me.
You're telling me if you were abroad and Julia was here, you wouldn't want to text them?
But that's
them?
Different. See, this is a different scenario.
Well, it could be the love of their life too. Like,
okay, but when Julia and I started dating.
Yeah, she hated you.
She really flipped me right on my. That's true. No, she was like, you know, had just recently got out of a relationship. She needed time. So we set that boundary. And then by the time we started talking again, she was ready to be committed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. Sean's balls just dropped.
Literally.
Finally.
It's rolling across the floor. Can you grab it?
Fuck off. Oh, Jesus, this is like... I think I'd be able to figure this out by now.
You'd think.
Google can't even tell me what to do with these camera issues.
I can tell you what to do. Get a new camera.
It's like a brand new camera.
Not for video.
You want me to get like a fucking like news camera? Picture yeah. One of those, like,
huge. With like a full body strap.
Yeah. And I'll hire someone to be standing behind it like, and okay, and live.
Exactly,
in five.
Yeah.
Four. Three. Anyways, she had a Vegas trip upcoming in a month and a half, just a weekend in Vegas. She wanted to be committed. I said, absolutely fucking not. She said, why? I said, you're going to Vegas. And she was like, I don't care that I'm going to Vegas. Like, I'm not going to do anything in Vegas. I said, no. I don't want to be dating someone for a month and a half who's going to Vegas and going to the strippers and stuff like that. I'm not interested in that.
Right.
Like, you go to Vegas, you do your business, do your
whatever
time.
Whatever happens, stays there.
And then when we come back, we can discuss if we want to be committed.
Interesting. So, yeah, I think this person has a lot of...
I have mental health problems.
You do. Yeah. Good luck to this person. Hope that helped.
It's crystal clear for them now.
And it was short.
Do.
It was concise.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's good because both of us have different levels of psychosis and very
different types,
drastically
well.
Different approaches to situations. Yeah. Yeah.
So the good news is you get advice. You get two different versions.
You get two versions of bad advice.
And then you just get to pick which one suits you best.
Truly.
I think that's something special about us.
I would happen to agree.
What? Who is that? Do you know who Alicia and Tiffany
no.
are?
Who is that?
I'm so confused.
Why?
Someone sent in a message that says, will you come to Alicia and Tiffany's wedding? Well, I haven't been fucking invited.
Like, we'll send the invite and we'll see if we're available. Then we'll see,
like, how am I supposed to know if I can come to Alicia and Tiffany's wedding? A,
is this
who
the
are
formal
Alicia
invite?
And Tiffany? Well, I don't think so because it's not asking me if I want chicken or fish.
And do they have a vegan option?
There's things to consider.
Yeah.
And it's not
what's
Alicia.
The bar
or,
situation? Yeah.
And it's not Alicia or Tiffany who are writing in. So it feels like this is just a guest that's hoping we might turn up.
And the
up.
Thing is like, hey, Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting finding a new book fun and special with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Probably we would go.
There's a 99% chance.
If there's a fish option, a vegan option, and an open bar,
I'm there.
We're there.
It doesn't really matter where it is.
Truly.
I will be in attendance. Yeah. But I don't think that Alicia and Tiffany want us there. We haven't been invited.
If we get an invite from Alicia and Tiffany, we will be in attendance.
We will be there, yes. Well, you know what? Can I tell you something else that's very fascinating to me about message and why it kind of confused me at first? Is the person who wrote in is very clearly not Alicia or Tiffany because their name is in the...
Okay.
Their thing. It's like my Instagram's Brianne Williamson. Their Instagram is their name.
Uh-huh.
But their profile picture is them in a veil, like in a wedding dress.
Well, yeah, other people can get married.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it feels like this is like part of their brand. Just maybe spreading
maybe
wedding awareness.
Maybe this is the wedding planner.
Maybe it
for
is.
For Alicia and Tiffany.
Oh my God, this is their PR rep.
Maybe we were top of the guest list.
Wow. That's so nice. It's nice to be wanted and included.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go. We'll be the flower girls.
Absolutely.
But instead of flowers, it's me and you with one of those t-shirt cannons shooting I Can Explain merch.
That is absolutely what we need to do.
Yeah. So
I think they're going to be down for that idea too.
I think we're coming.
I think we're coming. We are also in the wedding now, and we are shooting our merch at your guests. Also, I think that it would be really beautiful if the brides
were wearing the merch
and also walking down the aisle to I Can Explain episode.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That just feels a whole I Can Explain theme wedding.
Yeah. Or we're doing it live.
Oh, it's a live recording.
And
so we're
here
just talking about
down.
Yes. Yeah. We're talking
about
that. Like a
sportscaster.
I Can Explain live on wedding day.
Yeah, so we'll come. Send the deets over. Yeah.
I think this is exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God, we have an advice update. We have an advice update.
Is this our first update?
I think so, which is kind of fucked up.
Yeah,
like we're putting
in
all this work and like intellectualness and no one's telling us whether it
scratch
works.
That.
Yeah. Okay. Some of y'all might remember that there was a person wondering if they should stay with their partner or if they should buy a van and do van life.
Oh my, this
is like a deep
if there
cut.
Was any yeah. advice that I wanted, it was
an update.
Are you going to be house or are you going to be van?
We've been wondering, are they house or
are they
van?
Oh my God.
So are you on the edge of your seat?
I'm literally
for
on
house
the edge
or
of my,
van?
My fucking van seat.
For those who are listening, I want you to yourself to guess whether this person is house or if they're van.
I have a guess.
Okay. Update. I got divorced and bought a van. I am now van and so much happier.
I guess van.
Did you get it?
I guess van.
I mean, if you're writing in and wondering if you should be van, you already know you're supposed to be van.
The wheels are on, baby.
Beep, beep. You're revving that engine.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm
so happy for them.
Wow.
Congrats
on your divorce and your van.
That's so exciting.
That's actually huge.
Like they really did it. They didn't just get a divorce. They're already zooming around.
They already got van. They might have got van before divorce. They might have driven to the courthouse in van.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Oh my God.
You know what? And this is the thing. To the person that wrote in earlier about the cute girl.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, cute girl or do you want to be van? Because van is a vibe. It's not just about driving a van.
No, it's about being van.
It's about being van.
I'm so happy.
I am so proud of this person. I love them.
Wow. I love van. I also feel like this is, you know, a good... Excuse me. I feel like the
exponentially happier should be, you know, a call to arms for anybody out here that was listening to that episode and thinking, I might be Van.
I thought it was House, but now that I'm listening to this, I think I'm Van.
I'm Van. This is your time to shine.
Or
shine
maybe the van you're currently up. Van and you want to be House.
You want to be House. It's time to park the van.
Because I think there's some lesbians out there that have been manipulated into Van.
Into Van.
Like, they're not interested in van life, but they, you know, they've seen the TikTok lesbian couples doing the van.
Yes.
And one of their partners said, I want to do van. And now they're stuck in van. And they want to be House.
They want to pull the e-brake.
They want to press that ejection button.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of van.
Get in House. Be House.
Be House. So be House or be Van.
Yeah.
Do what's right for you.
We're back.
This is so beautiful.
That is so exciting. Congrats
to this
person.
We saved their life.
We did.
Oh my God.
Like an airbag in the van.
I know we've saved like probably thousands of lives by now, but it's always nice to add another one.
Exactly.
Onto the list.
Van.
Wow.
Story of inspiration.
Oh my God. This person's a fucking asshole.
Wow. From one extreme to
another.
From
one of our gabers out there. Yeah, you heard me. You know, they knew what they were fucking doing when they wrote this in. How do I cope with my favorite podcast releasing episodes super inconsistently?
Well, you cope.
Yeah.
By listening to the free content you're getting.
Multiple times.
With an element of surprise, which is sexy.
That is so true.
Because we're... Yeah.
You never know when it's going to happen.
No,
when it's going to spring up.
Like if you were having sex every day at 3 p.m., don't you think you'd get a little bored? But if you're having sex every day at 3 p.m. and then suddenly
3:05
or where is the sex? And the next day, 12:59.
All
exciting,
of a sudden.
Hot.
You're getting railed.
Freaky.
Wow, that is so freaky. And you know what? This person... We have issues. I've got, you know, they're on the hit list.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing when they wrote that question.
Absolutely.
That was a direct shot.
That was, yeah. That was very rude.
Unless they're talking about a different podcast.
Oh, yeah.
No.
We're obviously the favorite podcast. Mm-hmm.
I think we're... Okay, never mind.
No, you can't defend
it. We can't do it.
No.
We can't. We've been off the rails.
We have, yeah.
Yeah, we have. I'm just kidding. I love you, person, but you are an asshole.
I love a lot of assholes.
I'm sitting next to Sean.
Yeah.
He's my best friend. So, you know. You know where I stand.
It's in you, yeah.
Okay.
I've never seen somebody look so visually pained while reading.
Well, it is hard to read. Oh, should I get back with my ex? We got divorced because she cheated.
No, I don't need to hear the rest.
I love that.
Are you fucked?
I fucking love that.
Okay, you
couldn't agree more. All it says is together. They were together for 10 years.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Quick answer
and
on that one.
It's not even that you separated. It's that there was, because like you didn't get to a divorce casually. Like it wasn't like they cheated and then the next day you were divorced.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were conversations and there were feelings hurt and there was trust broken and there were layers. You had to go to a courthouse. You had to spend money. Like
buy a van.
Buy a van. One of them is Van. Probably now one is House.
Yeah.
No.
No. And you already know that.
You know that. You're
together with
come
your
on.
Cheating ex.
No.
See you later.
Yeah. Next.
Next. this one's hard. My girlfriend's mom either ignores our relationship or bashes me. How should I navigate that? Well, as queer people, unfortunately, I think this is like a big consistent problem. But I will say from therapy, because I have been in similar situations, that you just have to realize that it's so hard to do, but genuinely, like, you will not be able to change her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just not going to happen. So you have to just stand strong and knowing there's nothing wrong about you. And you also have to communicate with your partner about how they can better support you through that. Because at the end of the day, if it's your partner's mom, it's their job to make sure that you feel supported when that's happening and that they're standing up for you. And unfortunately, sometimes you just have to kind of have a you two against the world's take it or leave it mentality. Because trying to change someone's mind and navigate that, especially when it's traditionally someone that you're supposed to be trying to impress, like a mother-in-law or so, like usually it's supposed to be like you're walking on eggshells, you're trying to like get in their good books, everything, but they're an asshole. So yeah, it's a weird dynamic. And I think because of that, like you just really have to lean on your partner to make sure they're supporting you. And just know it has nothing to do with you.
I agree.
I have to change the battery.
Oh my God. Someone just kill me. Is that happening? Oh my God.
We're back.
Yeah, okay.
Things are going swimmingly over here.
Oh, it's just great.
Oh, this is an interesting one.
Okay, lay it on me.
My friend introduced me to a guy as a hookup, but he's great, but she doesn't want us to date.
Just do it.
Okay, there's more information here. Usually you don't get more information, so I'm going to give it to you because I feel like you thrive on more
info. I do love, and this Gaper, I appreciate you.
Yeah. It's her boyfriend's friend, and she doesn't want me in his friend group.
Mm.
But I see potential. It's early, but would I be a bad friend to want to date him? Usually stone cold and don't ever like people, especially straight men. ... Ew.
Agree.
In brackets, I'm bi. But why would she set us up if she thought we'd be good if she didn't want us to date?
I don't think you would be a bad friend personally. Mm-hmm. I think it's really stupid when people put boundaries on things. I think that is them being a bad friend.
Yes.
I would also say them introducing a potential connection for you to have sex with.
Yeah.
And then saying like, whoa, but don't have take any it feelings. Too far.
Yeah. What
is like setting you up for failure. Yeah. Just a little anecdote as well.
Mm-hmm.
My sister started dating her husband with the strong suggestion from her friend that she wasn't allowed to date anybody in her friend group. And she started dating this person and she was like incredibly mad. And then they got married and her other friend was one of her wedding party.
Yeah.
So
you figure it out.
I also think people put weird boundaries on things, like they're probably creating a vision of what you and the friend group is going to look like.
Yes.
And putting their interpretation of the friend group on you. But like
I think it comes from a place of insecurity too, because it's like they're like a lot of times people are nervous, like, oh well, if you come into the friend group, then like where does my place sit within that? And so that's like, I agree with everything you're saying, but I also think that I have been on the other side of it, not when it comes to like people dating or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I do have like certain friends that are really nice to have because they're not friends with any of my other friends.
Right.
And so when it comes to a platonic situation, like I have some friends that have been like lifelong friends that don't hang out with any of my other friends.
Yeah, but or, you wouldn't be suggesting that those friends
exactly so it's different. Like you can't be like, here, introduce this person, hope you like them enough to fuck,
yeah,
but also don't get feelings or ever talk to them again or hang out with them while they're with my friend group. Like life doesn't work like that.
No,
I think it's okay to want to have like separate spaces where you can be independent with different people. Or like something I love about one friend of mine that comes, what the fuck am I saying? One friend that comes to mind is that because she doesn't hang out with anyone else that I hang out with.
Yeah.
When I go and talk to her about like situations that are happening with friends or with my girlfriend or anything like that, the advice she gives feels very unbiased because she's not also, she doesn't also have like situations going on with those same people.
Yes.
So she's just kind of getting the facts from an outsider perspective.
Yep.
And because of that, she's really good at telling me when I'm being a douche as well. And also it's nice and refreshing to sometimes just separate from who you are always around and just have, I think a lot of people find this with like a coworker or a work friend. You know what I mean? Like it feels separate in kind of a safe, nice way. But again, like Sean said, I am not trying to get her to fuck anyone.
Yeah, they set you up for failure. Yeah. So I also just explained it to them. Be like, listen, I had every intention to just get my back blown out.
Yeah.
I was trying to just do that for you. But he hit it too hard.
Yeah.
And he hit my heart.
He hit my heart. No, yeah, I think too bad, so sad for them.
Yeah.
They're being selfish if they're trying to block you from any sort of happiness. I don't think that's a true friend.
There's a cock block and then there's a heart block, which is what you're getting.
That's so much sadder.
It's so much sadder.
Oh my God. And yeah, you obviously feel very connected to this person, and if they seem to vibe out too, like, I think my biggest advice is just be honest with them from the jump.
Yes.
I think the worst thing you can do is
don't try to hide it. No.
Like that you're continuing dating and being like shady and like behind the scenes about it.
That'll blow up and that one's kind of on you.
Yeah, 100%. Just be straight up with your friend. Like, hey, you know, that guy you set me up with to hook up with, I actually have feelings for him and I think I'm going to pursue something. And if she's like, no, I don't want you to do that because it's in my friend group, just be like, listen, at the end of the day, we're adults and I have feelings for someone and I'm not going to not pursue something I have feelings with because you don't have some weird boundary about friend groups.
Yeah.
Like that's your problem, not mine.
I agree.
And they'll get over it. If they're a good friend, they'll get over it. Yeah. Non-ish. I don't know what that... Oh,
wow.
Okay, so this is a person that's writing in. I'm going to see if they have their pronouns in their bio because I think that gives some context. Okay, so... Hold on.
Bree's hacking the mainframe right now.
Yeah, I'm literally trying to figure this out here. Do. Yes, okay. Pronouns he, him, his. Okay, so he, him, his has written in. How do I tell if I'm being queer baited by a straight man or if he is actually flirting with me? Is it a fun little flirt for the straight man or is it more?
How do you know? Honestly, you don't.
I mean, at the very least, if you consider him to be a straight man,
yeah,
that you know that he's at least not out, so you're going to have to deal with that dynamic.
True.
Like, you know at the very bare minimum that there's either some shame there or he's denying who he is to the majority of people.
Yeah.
So even if he actually isn't straight and is flirting or is interested, there's a lot to unpack.
Yeah. Also, like, how do you know? You probably won't unless you had a conversation about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard to get somebody's intentions unless it's directly from the mouth.
Mm-hmm. And it's so hard because straight men are scary. So, like, they're in most scary, cases, but they're also
so scared of, like, admitting any emotion or any connection to somebody that's, like, outside of the societal norm. So,
like, in most cases, I'd say, oh, just have a conversation. But, like, I worry with this person, like, what if
they'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah.
And if they're like,
I'm not flirting with you,
like, fuck off, you weirdo. Like, for the, you know what I mean? Like, I could see it going that direction with someone who has internalized homophobia or
totally
shame around their actual feelings.
I think a lot of straight, like, curious straight men like to, like, play the game in the field of, like, nothing being solved because it feels like safe and like kind of fun and like a game to them.
Yes.
But as soon as it becomes the reality of you asking
of like
more,
a straight up conversation,
they can get like violent
or
they can get incredibly defensive or they can
rude, hostile,
cut you off or all these things. So I don't know how you know.
I think just ask yourself, maybe if you're into this person, I think the first question would be, if the answer is yes, if the answer is yes, that he does in fact want to flirt or have some interest in me, am I interested enough in this person to be along for the ride of unpacking
truly
all of his internalized homophobia, his coming out journey, him wanting to hide our relationship and who we are, etc. So even if the conversation went great with him, but he said, yeah, but don't tell anyone because I'm telling everyone I'm straight, do you want to be a part of that experience?
Also, I think, unfortunately, but
I think sometimes the flirting with straight men mm-hmm. works two ways.
Yeah.
Where it's like, am I flirting with this person?
Yeah.
Because I know that it's like forbidden or it's not going to work or all like, am I flirting because it's exciting
yes.
or am I flirting because I actually have interest in this person?
100%.
And they are kind of potentially doing the same to you as well.
Yes.
Am I flirting with this man because I potentially might like men?
Yes.
Or am I, you know, just like having fun at someone else's expense in a weird
yeah,
way?
Like, are you confusing that excitement for actually really liking this person and being a plausible person that you could actually see yourself with?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's like a definite stereotype in the lesbian community of always wanting the straight girl.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, you know, single, and at the time I didn't have a big queer friend group, and I was like the only out person in my circle. So I would be going to parties and clubs with all of my straight friends, and I was the token lesbian that all the straight girls like to flirt with or make out with or hook up with.
Yep.
But it was always under the understanding that, like, either A, don't tell anybody, or B, oh, but I'm straight. I'm just doing it for fun because Brie, I like Brie. She's yeah. funny. She's cute. So I'll make out with her at the club. But like, I obviously don't like her. I don't want to interest in anything.
Right.
And I think a big thing for me navigating that was making sure I was always protecting myself first. Like, so long as I was having fun, I think that's fine to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine to flirt or hook up with someone who's straight. Who cares? But you also have to set your expectations that, like, you can't just expect someone's going to all of a sudden want to come out for you, or that someone is even gay. If they're telling you they're straight, unfortunately right now, you got to believe them.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. So it's a tough thing to navigate, but oh, may the gay gods be with you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we're going to do a part two of advice because we got so much more to give.
We're just so filled with advice.
We are filled to the brim.
Filled to the brim.
So much
of knowledge.
So much to deliver to the Gabers.
So much queer knowledge.
I'm so mad at that person who told us that we're being inconsistent.
Why?
I'm not ready to face the truth.
Because they're right?
Yeah, I don't like the truth being thrown in my face like that.
Well, it's right there. You got to open your eyes. Sometimes you're the problem, like Taylor Swift said.
Okay, I have to make a note on that.
Uh-huh.
Anti-hero slaps.
Of course it does.
That song is so good.
Yeah, that's why it's nominated for Grammys.
Okay, there you have it. Do you believe her and Travis are real? Or do you think it's a PR stunt?
I think they're going to get married. I don't think it's a PR stunt at all.
I think they're going to get married too, and it's really hurting me because I was very deep on the Gaylor train and that all of her boyfriends were PR, and now I'm stressed that it might not be real. I'm getting the rug pulled from
under me. I still think she had intimate relationships with women.
Me too, but I was hoping that she was like not interested in actually being with a man.
That's obviously not what was happening. There's Gaylors and then there's people that just don't live in reality. But I think they're gonna get married. She is entirely different with him than she's ever been with anybody.
Yeah,
changing
even
fucking
just
lyrics
to like show it to people,
like running to kiss him.
Wait, what are the lyric changes
in Karma?
Yeah,
when she's like listing like Karma is a
yeah
cat on your lap or whatever. Yeah. In her concert in Buenos Aires, she, I don't know if that's how you pronounce that. Anyways.
It sounded nice.
Thank you. She was listing all the things that Karma is. And then she said, Karma is the guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me. And then all the dancers were like shocked that she said that. And then after she like ran off the stage and like kissed him, which she has never done for anybody.
She's so private with her stuff.
So I think this one's different.
It's giving PR. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. Wherever you are listening, make sure to follow, subscribe. It is five stars only. And make sure to go follow us on social media at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Lusk, at Brianne Williamson. Come to screenings at Aging Out the Movie. If you want us to tour with this podcast, please let us know in the DMs. Everyone at Seattle was telling me we should.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Do live podcasts. Touring. Okay.
Good.
Well, until next time, we will see you around the Gaberhood.